You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
702 and Cape Talk. Entrepreneur Corner.
And our entrepreneur this morning is Maurice Madiba, the MD of Cloud Atlas, joining me in our Johannesburg studios. Maurice, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning to you too, Africa. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How are you doing?
Good. I'm keeping good. Seems like Cape Town has a mix of good weather, but a bit of a tragedy at the airport today.
It is very sad. Yeah. And you know what is the saddest thing about what happened at Cape Town International Airport today, following the reports from Cubana and Stellenbosch?
Yeah.
There are certain locations in Cape Town that are almost obviously associated with gang warfare. We know that our premier in the Western Cape has been calling for the deployment of SANDF to help with the fight against gangs in areas like Ocean View, Hanover Park, Manenberg, and other townships and informal settlements in the city. Now, this gang warfare is literally going beyond the traditional geographical locations and impacting on places that you don't know. A dear friend of mine, whose birthday it is today, was at the airport when the shooting was taking place this morning. It's truly disturbing.
Very, very true. What can we do? I mean, we're sort of in a tight economic situation, but, you know, the gang violence is inexcusable.
It is indeed. Yeah. Maurice, let's talk about Cloud Atlas and your business. And let me get out some very basic questions first before engaging on the matter a bit more. What does your business do?
Okay, so we are an ETF issuer. We've listed the first Pan-African XSA ETF on the JSE a few months ago. And we are looking to provide people with exposure to the blue chips that trade on the African continent. So these would be companies you might have heard of before, like Dangote, Safaricom, a few companies in Egypt, Nigerian breweries, etc. So we're looking to bring pure African XSA exposure, or we've brought it to the JSE through the AMI Big 50.
All right, you made reference to ETFs, which stand for Exchange Traded Fund. What is that?
So an Exchange Traded Fund is a basket of shares in which that tracks an index. So typically, you would find like a mutual fund or a unit trust. It's very similar to that. The difference being that an exchange traded fund would track an index, and then exchange traded funds are listed on an exchange. So in our case, it would be the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, and people who buy into this ETF effectively are buying into an index. So when you hear terms like the Aussie has hit an all-time high, or the JSE Top 40 has hit record highs, typically the way you would get exposure to that would be through an index tracking fund, which would be an exchange traded fund.
There's a big debate going on right now in South Africa around active investment versus passive investment. Passive investment being you just hand over your money to somebody and they must just track the markets. That's all. They don't have to think about which shares are going to be outperforming, which shares in the next year or so, which is more active investment. So where would your company fall in the spectrum of the debate?
So we're, you know, very pro passive investments. A lot of people find it difficult to always pick the right manager. And then a lot of managers, in fact, probably all managers, find it difficult to beat the market over a long term and very consistently. So what you look to do is the active versus passive as two notions. One, active stock picking in a market like us, like South Africa at the moment, has sort of hit saturation. So you would look at getting exposure to the market or to the JSE through a passive tracker. It's a lot cheaper. So the cost also is one of the big elements of that debate, where an active fund tends to charge more because they deliver outperformance against an index or a particular benchmark. A passive just sort of gives you the market with low fees.
How much is your company worth at the moment? I mean, how much are you managing?
Yeah, so we've got $1 million at the moment, and we sort of listed in April, and we've had fund growth of, you know, around 15% in terms of the price that we listed at. So we listed at 11 rand 94. We're currently trading at around 14 rand 1409. So there's been some decent growth in our ETF. So we're managing $1 million at the moment, $1 million US dollars. And, you know, that's growing slowly but steadily.
And growing it will need to do, because by in the industry that you're in, that's small scale, right?
Yeah. So we need a lot of scale. But at the same time, you know, our product is unique in two fashions. One, it's an ETF that tracks African markets. So what we're really creating is an ecosystem of investments into Africa to sort of improve and also develop these financial markets while at the home ground delivering superior returns to investors that are looking for exposure or rand hedge exposure on the JSE.
Because the African markets are doing very well at the moment. I mean, don't we have 6 of the 10 sort of fastest growing economies on this very continent? South Africa, sadly, not one of those.
So if you look at Africa's GDP, I mean, for about 15 years, you had GDP growth of plus 7% for a number of time. And then you've got, you know, you look at the sort of commodity cycle that was driving a lot of that growth. So you find there's a bit of a mismatch between what's happening in the actual economy and then you look at your stock market. So in Africa, like last year, 2 years ago, African markets sort of hit an all-time low. And, you know, we've managed to list our product when these markets were sitting at the lowest of their valuations. So I'm talking like when you look at your simple metric like GDP versus stock market cap versus GDP, you know, in a lot of African countries that had slid below 50%. In typical developed markets, that's well over 300%, you know, in some cases. So we found that African markets are coming from a low base. And so there's a lot of room to grow and to run. And that's nicely being followed by rising commodity prices and sort of stability in a lot of African currencies.
How many people do you employ?
So we've got about 5 people in the office. So these are then direct people that we employ, but then you've also got sort of indirect employment that we create. So we've got a lot of partners and relationships and people that work with us in South Africa, as well as on the rest of the African continent. So directly 5, indirectly the number's a little bit higher than that.
I believe your business is situated in Rosebank by the Starbucks at the sunny Craddock Heights, but it probably is best for people to find you online, right?
Yeah. You can walk into office if you want to grab a coffee, but, you know, we've got a lot of online presence, so it's better to go onto the website.
Which is cloudatlasinvesting.com.
Cloudatlasinvesting.com.
After the break, Maurice, we get to understand why you got into this business in the first place. Our Entrepreneur's Corner is taken up by Maurice Madiba, who is the MD of Cloud Atlas.
702 and Cape Talk, Entrepreneur Corner.
It's the 18th over of the second ODI between South Africa and Bangladesh, and the cock has just been given out on LBW. So the score now is 90 for the loss of one wicket. He had 46 runs on the board for South Africa, and we're going to find out shortly who will be replacing him at the crease. Amla still doing very well. 90 for the loss of one wicket. Quinton de Kock facing 61 balls and getting 46 from that. Well done to him. Hopefully it's going to be a good day out in Paarl when I make my way a little bit later. Our guest in the Entrepreneur's Corner this morning is Maurice Madiba, MD of Cloud Atlas. Maurice, do you follow cricket at all?
Yeah, from time to time. I haven't had a chance to watch it because I've been up and down with travels, but yeah, I do. How is SA doing now?
No, they're doing very well. It's going to be another one of those where we come out, well, they better come out the victors. I'm driving all the way to Paarl from Cape Town.
Nice. That's a nice way to spend the afternoon.
How did you get into this business, Maurice?
So if you look at entrepreneurship, it's not anything I consciously said, you know, I wanted to get involved with. It's sort of an effect of a lot of choices in life and a lot of opportunities I was exposed to. So one of those being the Alan Gray Orbis Foundation, where we spent a number of years training and learning about entrepreneurship, sort of to unpack what our full potential is and put that into action. But as soon as I got out of varsity, I mean, you know, what strikes you is you need to get a job. And so I was fortunate enough to work for my mentor at Convergence Partners, and then also fortunate to get opportunity to work at Deutsche Bank. So I was there for a while, and then I decided to take a course looking at Africa, which was at the Thabo Mbeki African Leadership Institute. And that started to awaken my sense of, you know, if we do something right now in our present time and day and age, it could have ripple effects into the future. So we could change Africa for the better. So that's where it started. And then it, you know, Cloud Atlas, as it is at the moment, an ETF, really started out as an idea to form a hedge fund. So my view was like, look, we create a hedge fund, we can deliver some superior returns to investors, and then we trade these African markets, and that's how it would sort of work. So we had different strategies named after the different clouds, like Nimbus, Cumulus, Stratus, etc. But then looked at the African space and said, if you look at globally, these are the least developed markets in the world. So they call them frontier markets. So he said, if we take action to sort of list a fund or create a fund that creates a difference in Africa, it would have ripple effects into the future. So it was never a conscious decision to say, look, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. I'm going to start a business. I'm going to run a business. But just sort of trying to fulfill a greater purpose, you know, for my life and for this continent.
Duplessis, by the way, has just been taken out for a duck. So South Africa have just lost their second wicket.
Sure.
The focus on Africa, though, continues to be one that I imagine would be a challenge for you to sell, or perhaps not. I mean, you listed in April of this year. You've got $1 million worth of funds under your belt. And is it easy for you to convince would-be investors that Africa and the African market is a place to be investing in?
At the moment, it's a difficult landscape because the political situation in our country, a lot of investors look at that and presume that the same is taking place in the rest of Africa. You know, so it creates a sort of caution when it comes to investing. So our real target is people that want to get exposure to Africa. So, you know, you really have to target institutions in that case that have mandates to go into the rest of Africa. Then that's where we'll make our bread and butter. But we've opened up this opportunity to retail investors because ultimately the vision of Cloud Atlas is to allow Africans to participate in Africa's growth. So that when you're listening to the news and you hear Africa is hit or Egypt overtakes South Africa as the biggest economy or Nigeria's stock market hit an all-time high or Dangote becomes the richest person, you know that there's easy access for you to be able to invest in the rest of Africa through our AMI Big 50. So it becomes a case of investors wanting and seeking that exposure and us making it a little bit easier for them to invest in Africa.
Because one has to obviously reflect on conflict in Africa, on terror, on disease, on all sorts of challenges. Governance, I suppose, being key and chief amongst those, where you have dictators, some would argue, refusing to vacate those presidential palaces in their respective countries and unfortunately continuing to pillage the state's resources in those. It's a very bleak picture that I'm painting. But even given those challenges, there are opportunities to exploit here, obviously.
Yeah, it's those exact challenges that make this place quite interesting. You know, when you look at Africa, you've got over 1 billion people that need to eat, need to sleep, need to get jobs, need to do banking, and et cetera, need to travel. So when you consider if you were to strip away the political situation and really focus on the core, which is the African people, you find that there's a lot of opportunity there for you to provide, get exposure to healthcare, to retail markets, to real estate, to a whole lot of different sectors. So when we pick the companies that we look at or that are sitting within this index, we're really looking at the blue chips of Africa, which service the economy. So regardless of the political situation, whether it's Uganda or it's in Zimbabwe, you know, where there's a political situation that makes the world a little bit uneasy, you find that there's still people there that need to do banking, still people that need to go drinking when they're watching the cricket or watching the soccer, people that still need healthcare. So you pick companies out of those markets that service the population so that you've got endurance. So, you know, your stock picking is not a case of being opportunistic, you know, it's just this moment or it's this political situation I'm taking advantage of or avoiding, but it's more a case of being invested for the long term in the rest of Africa.
And the long term being the operative word there, because yes, we can put investments in place for a short term gain. So perhaps you want to, I don't know, save for a particular milestone happening within the next 12 months, or you want to buy a house or whatever the case may be. But the real benefit comes in Africa Malani at the age of 40, deciding to put some money into the AMI Big 50, for example, and have it enjoy growth over the next 20, 25 years before I tap into it in retirement.
Yeah, and that's the best way. So if you consider the compound gains, you know, if you look at the JSE, we were doing an interesting exercise in the office, but we wanted to know what the JSE had returned since 1994 or since freedom. So you find that the JSE has returned well over 1,800%. You know, so if you had just invested, say, $100,000, you would have 20 grand today to spend. So, and that's doesn't include investments or reinvestments or monthly contributions. So if you consider Africa, when you're coming into this AMI Big 50, you're really coming into Africa at its bottom, at its lowest valuation. So if you were to just put $100, I'm telling you, in 20 years or in 10 years, whatever the case might be, you would come back and say, look how much this has grown by.
And the best news is that your management fees are only sitting at 0.45% per annum, as opposed to what, 2 to 3%, which is the average cost?
Yeah, 100%. So the cost of trading in Africa is fairly expensive. A lot of active managers would charge 1.25%, some going to 2%. Then there's a lot of challenges that are, you know, I sort of look at it as a stumbling block, but there's a lot of challenges when it comes to Africa in terms of costs. It's probably one of the most expensive markets to ever trade in. So you find your active managers charging those high fees, but we're trying to come in and just offer investors that just pass on the returns to investors without taking too much of a fee.
CloudAtlasInvesting.com is the website to go and find out more information about not only Maurice Madiba and Cloud Atlas, the company, but some of the products that they are serving. How would you encourage more and more entrepreneurs to get into this space, Maurice?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. We definitely need people to think a little bit out of the box. So if you look at our listing, it's probably the first Pan-African listing on an exchange globally. So we are really looking to innovate in the financial service space and then pass on these products to customers and consumers so that, you know, you've got the ability to invest in an easy way. You've got the ability to get good returns. And, you know, you're in a product which globally is a new phenomenon. ETFs have been growing globally at a phenomenal rate. South Africa still is lagging a little bit behind in terms of adopting ETFs as an investment strategy. So I would encourage a lot of entrepreneurs to get involved in trying to make people's lives a little bit better and trying to help people save and invest a little bit more innovatively.
Thank you very much, good sir, for joining us in our studios in Johannesburg this morning. Maurice Madiba is the Managing Director of Cloud Atlas. Once again, you can find them by going to Cloud Atlas Investing. That's one word, cloudatlasinvesting.com.